Boulder News Frenzy. I love how you people have turned the craziest media hype of a child's death into a PLA discussion. It just goes to show that even an exploited child's demise is not safe from the jurisdiction of the PLA. If JonBenet were around right now, she'd have her application in to join. Spessa. Soon after the murder of child beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey, a newspaper website in Boulder, Colorado decided to open up discussion forums on the internet to talk about the case. Suddenly, dozens of bored housewives decided that they were hardcore detectives and spent their entire days picking apart the JonBenet case, looking for clues and hoping to solve the murder since they all deemed the Boulder police too incompetent to do it themselves. This was in 1997, when the internet was still new and exciting, and discussion forum software wasn't yet very advanced. This particular forum software didn't even allow people to log into an account, trusting everyone to be honest about who they were when posting messages. We could easily post messages using the names of the regular members there, and nobody could tell the difference, and so we did. It all started when LogicBox and Tannist, regulars in the PLA chat rooms and forums, found the Boulder News forum and started impersonating other users there, saying crazy things as them just to watch everyone else's reactions. Reactions included, but were not limited to, regular users getting upset enough to leave the forums forever. When they brought me into it, it had already been going on for several months. I started bringing up the PLA name as often as I could, and we all began posting new theories about the murder that involved toll fraud devices called red boxes, saying that stacks of them had been found in the walls of the Ramsey home. We also dropped names, locations, and events related to the PLA zine. Some people took our claims seriously, and all our different theories were occasionally mentioned by the regulars when discussing the case. Soon there were about a dozen of us watching the forums regularly and constantly posting to it. After another month or two, LogicBox wrote a short article about the Boulder News forums for the then-thriving PLA e-zine, suggesting that it had been fun, but we were pretty much done pestering them. I don't think he realized at the time that we would continue torturing various JonBenet forums for another 2 years. It was far from over. Once LogicBox's article appeared in the PLA e-zine, suddenly a lot of people knew about the Boulder News forums and decided to join in the fun. I started receiving emails from PLA readers telling me about the things they had done on the forums, which encouraged all of us to return and continue trolling them. Between us and the rest of the PLA readers, some really bizarre theories about the JonBenet case began showing up on the forums, from members of the PLA being involved to the whole thing actually being a suicide. Legitimate information about the case was being released at the time, so our fake information confused many of the regulars and casual visitors of the newspaper's website. Then there were the regular members who became increasingly angry since they knew we were just screwing with them. They felt as if we were interfering with a police investigation because of the nonsense we were posting. We also attacked theories about the case that seemed legitimate, coming up with insane reasons why the information couldn't possibly be true. Soon I was spending nearly all of my free time on the Boulder News forum, and it seemed like Spessa, Tannist, and LogicBox were too. I wanted to keep the regulars talking about the PLA as much as possible, so I brought up our names and details about the PLA as often as I could. The regulars began to hate the PLA, and some came to the conclusion that we must work for JonBenet's parents, and that they had hired us to take attention away from them since everyone seemed to suspect they were involved with the murder. From the Boulder News forum, posted by Faith. The good news is that an arrest is near. Then Ramsey won't be able to afford to pay the PLA anymore, and they will have to get real jobs. The PLA will be known forever as losers who worked for scum. They might as well help twist the rope around JonBenet's neck. These pseudo-investigators seem to think that the Boulder News forum actually mattered to the police's investigation and that our campaign of misinformation was going to confuse the police and cause the killer to remain free. The administrators of the Boulder News site knew we were just tormenting the users on their forums, but seemed to have very little time or resources to deal with us. Occasionally, they would try something to stop our post, such as imposing a limit of only one new post per hour or displaying our IP addresses. From the Boulder News forums, posted by Boulder News. Due to the rampant abuse of the software, some changes have been made to the forum. These changes will not affect most people, legitimate users. To those who feel they need to ruin this space and harass others, we simply ask you to please respect this place as one of public discourse and conversation. All previous threads that were listed have been archived or deleted. This is not to censor, but to start over, so to speak, as certain individuals had flooded the boards with posts. Thank you, Boulder News administrative staff. When they started displaying everyone's IP addresses, we were thrilled because the once anonymous forums were now able to tell us approximately where each of the regular users lived. We used this information to begin building profiles of all the users, and some of the PLA began wind-nuking the IP addresses of the regulars, causing their computers to crash. Having our IP addresses displayed didn't matter to us, since half of us didn't care and the other half could just go to the site via proxies to hide our locations. Displaying IP addresses only hurt the regular users of the forum, and the administrators removed this feature less than a month after implementing it. Imposing the one post per hour limit for each user did have a slight effect on our efforts for a while. All of our posts about the PLA had been coming in so fast that they were quickly scrolling away any legitimate discussions about the case. Finding a normal thread that wasn't laced with our silliness was next to impossible for the regulars, so when they limited how many posts we could create, that solved part of their problem, but only for a few days. At the time, I'd been creating web pages for about a year, and I had just a basic grasp of how the posting forums and websites worked. One day, while making the 20-minute drive to work, I was trying to think of a way to overcome the posting limit, and I came up with the perfect solution, which seemed revolutionary at the time. It was a simple act of copying the Boulder News Forum's posting form and changing the field so that the actual forms became hidden, showing only the Submit button. The posting forms would be filled with whatever content I chose. Then I'd have to figure out a way to get a lot of different people to push this button on my website. Then this revolutionary idea turned into complete brilliance. I would create a page that claimed to have secret information on all of the PLA members that were disrupting the forums. To access each section, you would have to push a button. Only the buttons they pushed would actually be the secret form buttons to create new posts. Each new post would contain the URL to the page with the buttons. This would cause the regulars to spam their own forums. I laughed hysterically at the thought of this as I pulled into work. I couldn't believe my luck when nobody showed up for work that day, meaning that I couldn't get inside and had to turn around and go home. I drove as fast as I could, eager to tell Spessa about my idea and get started on the new forms. My fake forms worked much better than expected. I set up the page on a free hosting site called Tripod and turned the buttons into graphics of chili peppers. There were 3 chili peppers on the page, each one promising different kinds of personal information on the PLA, but each one actually posted a new garbage thread to the Boulder News Forum. I only had to click one of the buttons once, which posted a single thread about the PLA, giving out the URL to get their information from. This caused an endless loop of people visiting the page, then clicking on all of the buttons, each time unwittingly creating another post. The Boulder News Forums filled up with these posts almost immediately, completely scrolling away all the real conversations. From the Boulder News Forums, posted by Elf Watch. Don't go to the Jameson URL. PLA made it. It is clever. It makes new threads when you click on the chili peppers. They don't seem active, but they are. The PLA is on your mind, and Spessa threads are created by this. By the next day, the regulars knew not to click the buttons anymore, so the spamming slowed down considerably. Then another day passed, and one of the regulars made a complaint to Tripod and had my page taken down. So I set up a new page on Tripod and didn't tell them where it was located. This page promised free pornography by clicking on the images. Then I sat in a few IRC chat rooms for porn image trading and wrote a script that would automatically message everyone entering the room with the porn URL. The fake porn site created threads faster than before. During the evenings, at least one new thread was being created each minute, effectively destroying any chance of normal conversation. The porn site was divided into 6 sections, each one posting a different kind of thread. As long as I left my script running in the chat rooms, the nonstop posts continued. I left it running for days, and the regulars couldn't understand why it wouldn't stop. They desperately tried to keep their own threads on top of the mess, but nothing they did would last very long because of the non-stop threads burying real conversations. Finally, Tannis asked me to remove the page so we could continue screwing with their conversations, so I did. We wanted to get right back into the business of making up new murder theories and adding disinformation about the JonBenet case, but suddenly the regulars didn't seem to care about the case anymore. All they wanted to talk about was the PLA and how they could stop us. They obsessed over the destruction of the PLA and all associated with it. They seemed even more passionate about this subject than they were about the JonBenet murder. They began posting our personal information and discussing ways that they could bring down the PLA forever. One of them posted my home address, and another promised to get some friends together to come to my house and rip my limbs off. They called Tannis to work and Logic Box's school, hoping to get them both in trouble with their superiors. They even claimed to call the mayor, the sheriff, and the newspaper in the city I lived in to tell them all about me. All of this attention just caused us to laugh hysterically and try even harder to create problems for them. Just like we did with the JonBenet case, we helped them out in their quest to bring us all down, posting fake information about ourselves and claiming to make phone calls to people associated with us so that we'd stop terrorizing the forums. While they did eventually go back to talking about the JonBenet case, they still continued to talk about the PLA all the time, even without our help. One user, who called himself 31373, became even more hated than the PLA because of the amount of threads he created to post our personal information and to tell everyone how badly we would all go down. From the Boulder News Forums, posted by Concerned Reader. Subject: Stop 31373 now! I know in his her heart is in the right place, but it's making things worse. Please do not provoke the PLA further. I know what they can do. From the Boulder News Forums, posted by 31373. Subject: Apologies.
I really do apologize for all the garbage posts to and from the PLA. I've had just about enough harassment from them, and it will stop. I was hacking VAC boxes before they were born, and they need to be taught a lesson. We can fight back. I also know what they can do, and I know what we can do. Don't take it. Email every admin at every ISP they are on. Complain, and have them kicked off. Their ISPs get sick of hearing all of the complaints from these jerks on Dalnet. I will stop when I see a post from Eric, RBCP, LogicBox, Tannis, or Colleen, or all of the above, apologizing for disrupting the BNF and promising not to ever come here again. They can stop it if they want. The ball is in their court. If they come back with more harassment, we bring out the big guns. They have no idea who they screwed with this time, and they will regret it, as God as my witness. I'll back off and see what their response is now. It's their move.
The regulars began attacking PLA's website by posting garbage to the site's guestbook and the PLA forums. I had to clean it up several times a day, which was a tedious process back then, but they kept at it until I figured out a hilarious way to fight back. I modified the posting forms on my own forums to contain code for the Boulder News forum, so whenever they attempted to post garbage to my forums, it would go to their forums instead. Of course, this meant that none of my users could post on my own site either, but the irony was just too great to care about that. And just so visitors of my own site wouldn't have to go without forums, I encouraged them instead to go to the Boulder News forums. This caused a steady stream of posts from users on my website, asking general questions about telephones, hacking, and the PLA. From the Boulder News Forums, posted by Anonymous. Subject: Had enough.
This forum has turned into a virtual cesspool. There is no demarcation now between the good guys and the bad guys. Deep Shadow, I have always admired your post and enjoyed your take on things concerning this case, but your last post has proven to me that this situation has finally eroded to the point that even good posters have turned vile and dangerous. It sounds like it's time for you to leave the forum. Your interests here are not for the JonBenet case. You have become a bounty hunter, and it's not pretty. Nonetheless, I will not return to these threads. It makes me ill.
The regulars quickly realized what was happening, and they stopped trying to spam my forums. Whenever they started back up again, I would replace the code to make them spam themselves. This caused extreme paranoia from the regulars that the simple act of visiting any webpage associated with the PLA would create phantom posts on their own forums. A woman named Jameson, who was one of the regulars, was really into the JonBenet case and, of course, hated the PLA. When Spessa managed to find Jameson's home phone number, she thought it'd be a riot to call her up at 4 a.m. and pretend that JonBenet's mother had been arrested for the murder. After about a dozen rings, Jameson finally answered, and the conversation went something like this. Jameson,
hello?
Spessa, go turn on the news now, there's been an arrest.
Oh my god.
Patsy's been arrested.
Who is it? Patsy has?
Yes, turn it on. Goodness, can you believe that?
I'm on channel 19 and it's not on. Give me another one.
CNN?
That's 19. It's not on.
It was about 4 minutes ago. You got it yet?
Nope, there's another man talking.
Oh, geez, it will be on. It was on about 5 minutes ago.
What did they say?
They're not releasing any of the information at the moment, but there's been an arrest. And that got me intrigued, so I watched for a few more minutes, and they said that the arrest was Patsy. I just cannot believe this. I was convinced it wasn't her. Poor baby. Pretending as if she's about to cry. I just think they're setting her up or something.
Well, yes, Ella really does believe it's her. She really does believe it's her. But did he do this without giving any information to Hunter?
Right. I don't know if it had anything to do with those handwriting samples or what. I don't know why they would. Just out of the blue in the middle of the night. My husband woke me up to tell me.
I'm still not finding it on TV.
The call ended with Jameson realizing she had no idea who she was talking to, but offering to call Spessa back if she found out any further information. She said that Spessa had woken her from a sound sleep, but she was going to call some other people interested in the case to find out if they knew the mother had been arrested. It's unknown how long Jameson spent making her phone calls to other JonBenet fanatics in the middle of the night, but her and the other regulars on the forums weren't happy to find out that she'd been duped. From the Boulder News Forum. Posted by Dave. Location, North Dakota. Subject, Spessa is the one we are going to put away.
We have a new target, ladies and gentlemen, and her name is Spessa on IRC. She is the one who made the call to Jameson and states this clearly on her webpage at members.tripod.com/wartully. After we're done with RBCP, she will be the next in line to fall, which Logic Box shortly thereafter. PLA is going to die, member by member, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop me from taking them out. Spessa lives in Beaverton, Oregon, a suburb of Portland where RBCP used to live, and her real name is Jennifer. I will keep posting new information as it arrives. I now have professionals working on both of them.
Spessa was one of the few of us that didn't have her real information posted freely on the net, so Dave's quest to take her down was even more of a failure than with the rest of us, since every bit of the information on her was wrong. Most of the things he posted about Spessa were fed to him by the PLA, so his professionals didn't seem to be helping out much. From the Boulder News Forums, posted by Patsy, location Colorado. Subject, Spessa is the one we are going to put away.
I don't see what putting Spessa away is going to do. She's obviously the most involved here, but if she's arrested, then all of the conversation is going to shift to that subject and take away even more of the JBR attention. I suggest that all of you adults quit acting like children and quit responding to these kids. If you ignore them, they will go away.
From the Boulder News Forum, posted by Logical Container. Subject, Spessa is the one we are going to put away. Oh yeah, ignoring them has worked wonders since they first appeared here 5 months ago. The Boulder Forum regulars began to get desperate for the PLA to leave them alone. Even though they had contact information on several of us, they still couldn't seem to accomplish anything with it. Their calls to my local police and mayor in Salina had done nothing. One of them posted a lengthy conversation he had with Logic Box's school principal, proud of himself and sure it would end everything. But Logic Box's principal did nothing more than to ask him about the strange phone call he'd received. Calls to Tana's work didn't help, since her brother owned the business and was merely amused with the whole thing. Calls to the PLA's web host resulted in owner, Mika, happily sharing their lunacy with everyone on the Boulder News forums and laughing with the rest of us. Then a few of the Boulder regulars came up with their most amazing plan yet, something that would finally get rid of us once and for all. They began using their mysterious Native American powers to put curses on the PLA and to project maladies for offending their inner being. From the Boulder News forums, posted by Black Wolf. Subject: Too Far. Location: Universe of the Great Spirit. To those who would destroy, I come from an old and respected tribe of Native Americans. We have known for many, many generations how to project certain maladies onto those who offend our inner being. We do not use this ability often or without just cause. You have offended me and my people with your profanity and injustices being sent out into the universe. My people have come together to place a terrible curse on you and the one you serve. You will suffer extreme embarrassment and mental anguish. We are placing this curse on various organs in your bodies. Some have to do with a sexual nature. I know you won't take this seriously. Many haven't, and the results have not been pleasant. It is my obligation to foretell you of this. As if Black Wolf's curse wasn't enough, Snow Leopard joined in with a curse of her own, putting a spell on the forums itself with the help of the Four Winds. From the Boulder News forums. Posted by Snow Leopard. Subject: Too Far. Location: Universe of the Great Spirit.
I know exactly what can be done to the humans behind the keyboards. I don't have to know where they live or what their true identity is. If they have a soul, black or white, it can be reached. I know the ways of the Native Americans and the distance that can be traveled by the Four Winds. The soul of JonBenet has been troubled by this blatant display of the dark-minded and must be stopped. Let the ritual begin. There's going to be a spell put on this form, and my warning to those of you that want to tempt the boundaries of this spell, don't! You may taunt this warning, but you will pay a big price for your disbelief. May the dissenters fall like rain on the parched ground, and may their souls dance before them in the pain they've inflicted on others throughout their lives. Whenever activity from the PLA slowed down, everyone would quickly begin assuming that their tactics against us had worked, and some would begin declaring total victory in the war against the PLA, thinking that calling up our ISPs and our web hosts and employers had finally put a stop to our nonsense and that we were gone forever. From the Boulder News forums, posted by Bayou, subject: XOXOX. Things have been so much better now that the PLA are completely gone. It's starting to feel like our same old forum again. I wholeheartedly hope people will start posting with their original hats again, and once again participating as we did last winter. We had some spectacular sessions here, and I know we can again.
Posted by 31373. Subject: The PLA is all but gone.
The little cretins are begging for mercy now. They are bewildered that a group of 80-year-old women can bring them to their knees. I would like to thank Lisa, Jameson, Kwan Yi, Wendy, and Windsor for all their efforts in bringing down the law.
Their celebrations were often short-lived, though, since the PLA would always come back after a few days and start things up again. This endless circle continued until the day that we were all logged in to see the forums gone and replaced with a short message to tell us that the forums were being closed down forever. From the Boulder News Forum.
Welcome to the Boulder News. Our forums are now closed. Despite several efforts, Boulder News was unable to keep the obscene and indecent language off the website. Not only did hackers who broke into the forum go far beyond the measure of good taste, they also put private information about many people on the website. For this reason, we had no choice but to close the forums. We appreciate your understanding in these matters.
The great part about their reasons for shutting down the forums was that we weren't even the ones posting personal information about forum members. It was always the regulars who were posting personal information and making physical threats towards us. When the forums closed, most of the regulars convened on another website to hold their vigil for the forum that they once loved. The forums came back a few more times, but never stayed up for long. Eventually, they were closed forever. Posted by Rockford.
I'm so mad I could spit nails. I thought they were this close to putting an end to the Thrasher nonsense. Well, I hope they're satisfied. What pathetic lives they must lead.
Posted by Beehaven.
I am just sick. I am sure they have spent some money trying to keep the form. I really didn't think they would just stop when they almost had it licked.
Posted by Dave Will.
I was just sitting here, wondering how long it would take till the PLA started here. I can understand the new BNF feeling that we had to do something, but oh, how I hate giving those expletive deleted any satisfaction at the PLA. I'm sure Dan and David have built some protection here, but you know, those little vermin will paint a big bullseye here. So sad, silly, and useless.
Posted by GSH.
Hi, all. Reporting in for the night shift, and trying not to cry at my keyboard. We have spent so many nights together that it is with some sadness that I post here. Something went wrong on the BNF, that they couldn't have banned ISPs of those that started all of the trashing in the beginning.
At this point, you may be wondering why we targeted a bunch of make-believe investigators and tormented them until their forums were shut down. Were we disgusted over their obsession of this poor, dead child and hoped to teach them that finding pleasure over something so horrible was repulsing? Did the fact that each piece of evidence released to the public resulted in complete delight for them as they mused over the disturbing details make us want to put a stop to what they were doing to the memory of this girl? Perhaps it was amusement at the fact that these people actually thought they were going to solve the case. Was it simply because we were fascinated with this nutty group of people who couldn't seem to get enough of the sickening details of a little girl's murder? Nah, we were just bored and had nothing better to do. For most of the people involved in screwing around with the forums, the fun ended when the Boulder News shut down the forums. The regulars all ran off to alternate forums about JonBenet and continued to obsess over the case, just like some of them still do today. Still thinking that they're really close to solving the murder. Spessa, Tannist, and I occasionally checked in with them to say hello on the other sites until they booted us off. But we left them alone for the most part. For most of the people involved in screwing with the forums, the fun ended when Boulder News shut down the forums. The regulars all ran off to alternate forums about JonBenet and continued to obsess over the case, just like some of them still do today. Still thinking that they are really close to solving the murder. Spessa, Tannist, and I occasionally checked in with them to say hello on the other sites until they booted us off. But we left them all alone for the most part. We expected to never hear from them again, but 11 years after the Boulder News forums were shut down in 2008, I was surprised to find myself named as a suspect in the kidnapping and murder of JonBenet. Of course, I wasn't a suspect in any real case. It was another case put together by one of the JonBenet-obsessed nuts named Richard. It wasn't a name I was familiar with, but I was fairly certain he had to be someone from the old Boulder News forum since he appeared to live in the area of Colorado where JonBenet was murdered. This wasn't just some theory that Richard came up with one night and published the next day for everyone to read. It turned out that he put years of research into implicating me and a few other people related to the PLA in the kidnapping and murder of JonBenet. He put together hours of video evidence regarding the case, meticulously comparing my own handwriting to that of the ransom note writer. He displayed screenshots from various websites of mine, using side-by-side comparisons of the JonBenet ransom note to prove that I was involved. Some of the website captures were from 2002, meaning that it's possible he spent at least 6 years working on this. From an email that he sent to my ex-wife and Jamie in 2005, we knew that he'd put at least 3 years into it, using Google as his primary detective tool. It was hard to believe that this man in his mid-40s could be serious about all the evidence against us, since none of it came even close to checking out. But as time went on, he continued to release videos that analyzed the true meaning behind the ransom note and other aspects of the case, using an overhead projector, a whiteboard, and a yardstick to whack at it to emphasize his points. We never figured out if he was trying to frame us for murder or if he was just completely insane. But he did use his real name, and he displayed himself in many of the videos. A little research on him led us to find that he was honest about who he was, and he didn't seem like the type to pour years of research into what might be a practical joke. He seemed completely sincere in thinking that he blew the JonBenet case wide open. When I brought Richard's insanity to the attention of the visitors on the PLA website, he grudgingly welcomed all new visitors and continued on with his investigation. When I emailed him, he insulted me for several paragraphs and then attempted to secure an interview with me to get my side of the story for his videos. After I made a parody video of his investigative videos, he became angry, made threats to sue me, and bragged that he had a major deal with Penguin Classics to turn his findings on the case into a book. Then he complained to YouTube and had my parody video taken down. After seeing how easy it was to have videos removed with complaints, me and Patty, a girl he accused of being deeply involved in the kidnapping and murder with me, began making our own complaints to YouTube and having Richard's videos taken down. I can't imagine he was too happy to have years of his hard work disappear from the internet. Spess's husband came up with the hilarious idea of having me mail a letter to Richard that would simply state, "I, Alex, hereby do confess to the murder of JonBenet," and then sign my name to it, just so he would take it to the local police and beg them to arrest me. I really wanted to do this, but our friend Rogue Clown, the voice of reason, advised against it since I might get into trouble for interfering with a police investigation. Throughout all of our fun with Richard, he maintained that he was completely serious in his investigation and that he found me through good old-fashioned detective work, meaning Google, and not because I used to pester the members of the Boulder News forums. He says that his findings in the ransom note led him to me, and that it was only later that he realized I was someone who was involved in the forums back in 1997. As of this reading, no arrests within the PLA have been made in the JonBenet case. We've yet to see Richard's book published, and the Boulder News website still doesn't have any forums.